This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Monday, October 13th. Let's talk about Raw. It's kind of an in-between show. It's not right after pay-per-view, not right before the next pay-per-view. And we didn't get a lot of news out of this one, but a little bit of developments as far as Cyber Sunday goes. Not any major outrages in terms of booking or anything like that compared to last week's show, which had some rant-worthy moments, but not on the top 10 list of the year or anything. But we did have one of the worst segments of the year with Johnny Knoxville and Big Dick Johnson and one of Knoxville's sidekicks getting pretty much nearly naked and dancing around. And we even saw the return of the Boogeyman stealing the Thunder from ECW, getting that exclusive moment after their vignette last week. Anyway, the show opened with Chris Jericho, and this show is kind of built around Jericho. I mean, this is a time where if you want to take a look at the drawing power of particular wrestlers, this stretch right now is kind of post-CM Punk. This is the time when you start evaluating Chris Jericho and Batista as draws. And because there's no Triple H, there's no John Cena, people know Randy Orton won't be wrestling. It's stripped down a little bit in that respect. So we will see what the ratings are next week. I mean, they're hovering in that 3.0 range right now, and I know they want to do better than that. And going up against the New York Giants tonight probably didn't help matters as far as the rating goes. That's a big market where you lose a sizable slice of fans of Raw when their hometown football team is on the air, and really across the country. I mean, New York Giants. That's going to be a draw for ESPN. Anyway, as far as the show goes, Chris Jericho opened up in Mike Adam Lee's office complaining about Adam Lee breaking his word to him by not letting him be in charge of the show. Adam Lee said, "No, I said you were temporarily in charge of Raw." In other words, it might not have extended to the very end of the show. Jericho said, "I'm your champ. You have to protect me." Adam Lee said, "You got to be grateful to me. If without me adding you to that scramble match, you'd never be champion right now." It's kind of had a bit of a stalemate there. Jericho got so frustrated, he said, "I'm going to go over your head," to Shane and Steph. Nobody ever talks about Vince. What happened to Vince? And how's Abyss, by the way? That's another subject. Jericho said, "I'm going to go over your head and contact them." Adam Lee said, "Well, you can't reach them during the show. They turn off their phones when Raw's on," which is kind of hilarious. But, you know, they're so intent to watch Raw. They don't want any interruptions. Cell phone turned off. Then Jericho said he's got another plan. So anyway, he walked past Mickey James, Candice Michelle, and Jamie Noble. Mickey was texting somebody, and he mouthed off to her about that. It was kind of odd. There's probably an inside joke in there somewhere that I don't know. Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler were showing on camera, and they talked about Mike Adamley's announcement that that Jericho and Batista would each pick the other's opponent on this show. I wish they would have said, you know, it could only be one person, and there can be no stipulations. Just kind of clear that out of the way so we don't have to think, well, the obvious thing is choose 20 people to go up against him. All right, so then we had Jericho walking to the ring. And this was pretty clever. If they turn off their phones, if Shane and Steph turn off their phones, then how do you get a hold of Shane and Steph? Because they're watching Raw. What I'd do, I'd go on live television to show that they're watching and talk to them. So that's what he did. It's a great idea. He said every choice for referee in his match is unfair. He explained that Orton has a grudge against him because he's been bad-mouthing Orton. And Austin has a grudge against him because he's been bad-mouthing Austin for years, saying, "I beat him in the three-way match with The Rock to become unified champion. He'll want revenge on that." He said, "I punched Shawn Michaels' wife in the face accidentally, so there's no way he'll be an unbiased ref." He said he wanted to add a different referee to the options. He didn't like the three that were offered. And he said the worst thing is the fans and their cell phones get to vote. Shawn Michaels interrupted before things could get too much further. Lawler thought, "Is he coming out to campaign for votes?" Michaels said, "No, he's not even interested in being the referee because he would call it in a biased fashion and, or he'd be biased against Jericho, and then that could lead to Batista, winning the title, and he wanted a chance at Jericho, a chance to beat Jericho for the title." So he kind of went back and forth and ended up saying, in the end, he does hope the fans vote for him because he wants to make Cyber Sunday the worst day of Jericho's life. Now, I'm wondering, do we get Steve Austin next week to make a final pitch to get votes? I guess they'll keep track of how the text voting is going and manipulate things as much as they feel they need to. I don't know if there's a governing body overseeing the legitimacy of these 99-cent text votes, but There's a lot of people spending their allowance voting, and I hope WWE is honest about it. I think it sucks that they're charging 99 cents, to be honest, but this should be fun. It shouldn't be a little money scam. And, I mean, I know they're a business, but they're preying on people who don't know that this is a situation where they're being charged. It's in fine print. Cole and Lawler aren't saying, and kids, get your parents' permission. If you got a cell phone, make sure they know you're getting a 99 cent charge by voting. They're not saying anything like that, and I just think it's disappointing. Anyway, Michaels said, "I've got another message for you, Jericho," and then he punched him. Jericho scurried out of the ring, but then he walked back onto the stage after retreating, and he said, "Oh, Michaels, I've got your opponent named for later. I've decided on." All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep. All 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.